here's, so I'm just to go over the svar again. Okay, so I say like this: where did Rav Yoshi Amarav, so to speak, get the idea to start qualifying Rabbah, start qualifying the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah doesn't say anything like this. So where's he coming from, so to speak? I mean, it's a nice distinction. He's thinking, yeah, you're gonna see it if it's Tavchus Gias Asach. But where's he coming from? Okay, maybe that's a good way to look at it. You know what I mean? I mean, why don't you say, look, a sukkah is a sukkah, and sukkah, the height is 20, you don't see it. Now you're creating a practical case where you're going to see it. Yeah, but how does he know that he could start doing things like that, you know? So we were saying that like this, is that how did we understand the halacha of Rabbah? Okay? And this goes back to how we understood the halacha of Rabbah. The halacha of Rabbah was that the sukkah must be such that when you're a dar in the sukkah, it is clear that it's not just a dira which happens to be in a sukkah, but it's a dira shel sukkah. Okay, it's a dira which incorporates into the dira itself is the quality of the sukkah, the schach. Okay, and how is that so? Because when a person is a dar, so that which he sees is a part of his living. Okay? It's the atmosphere, so to speak. So therefore, that was Rabba's idea, that if it's above 20, then the experience of dira shel sukkah won't incorporate the sukkah because the schach is out of your realm of experience, and therefore it doesn't. It's not dira shel sukkah. Okay, that was Rabbah. Okay, fine. Now the question which Rav Yoshe Marav has is a problem. He says it's all very nice, but it's not true. Okay, it's not true. Okay, why is it not true? Because I say, I guess, is when a person is a dar in a house, in a building, in a structure. And what we think of as houses, as structures, okay? Well, it's just not true. It doesn't matter what the height of the thing is, but the person experientially relates to the entire structure as a unit. You go in a house, you don't say, "Well, I relate to the walls, but I don't relate to the roof because the roof, that's really high up." It's not true. The eye is naturally draws its way up the walls, and it completes in a building. You don't, if the roof is 20 high, it's not true that a guy separates out and says, I experientially am relating to the walls, but I'm not relating to the roof. But in the realm of experience, a building is one entity. Okay, a building is one entity. Okay, so therefore, and since it's one entity, the entity is not above 20 because the entity begins below 20 and he naturally relates to the entire entity. So since the above 20 part is part of the entity which is below, so the whole entity is included in his experience of Dira. So, It's just not. Rav Yoshe Marav is saying that if you want to be honest about it, Rabba's position it's not really true factually. Because factually, experience of dira, like he says, is your eyes follow derech adefanos, they follow up to the roof, and in the experiential makom, if a person is dar in a house, he relates to the whole house as one thing. Okay. So and he sees the whole thing. It's all one realm of experience. Therefore, he's saying it doesn't make sense to say the top of my building is above 20, then it's going to be puzzled because I have to experience a dira shel sukkah. I do experience a dira shel sukkah because in the world of structures, every single structure a person goes into, he relates to the structure as a unit, and even if the height of the thing is very high, since the walls naturally lead his eyes up to the schach, up to the top of it. Included in his experience of Dira is the entire thing. It's one unit of experience. So Rav Yoshe Amarav is saying, I just don't buy Rabba's limud. The limud can't be, you'll tell me I have to experience sukkah. I do. I don't care. Well, how does height come into the whole picture? It doesn't make it, the whole thing, it just doesn't add up. That's what Rav Yoshe Amarav is bothered by. Okay? It doesn't add up. Once you're positing the fact that you have to experience Dira, you have to look into what's the nature of experience in a building. And the nature of experience in a house, if you walk into a big auditorium, you don't only look at the walls and as if the roof is non-existent. That's not true. Maybe if there's just a roof up in the sky, I don't look up. But if there are walls, you're naturally, the experience of Dira naturally follows the structure around. Okay. Where I'm showing you somewhere where Rav Yoshe is coming from. Rav Yoshe Marav says, I don't understand the whole svar. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's not true. Experientially, it's not true. So you tell me, the limud is telling me that the experience of dira shel sukkah has to be a dira shel sukkah, and therefore has to be above 20. It's not true. The dira shel sukkah is dira shel sukkah, whether it's above 20 or below 20. It has absolutely nothing to do with height. Well, how do you just bring height into the picture? I don't understand the whole thing. That's where he's coming from. And he's supplying the answer in his qualification. So Rav Yoshi Amarav has a solution to the problem. Okay, he's providing a solution to the problem. That, you're telling me it's not true that when you have a structure, when you have a house, a person naturally relates to the entire thing experientially, right? He relates the entire thing experientially, nothing to do with height. So how do you even, how does height become a factor? So he says that is true in a normal structure. In a normal structure, it's a contiguous entity. The walls lead naturally into the roof. They physically lead into the roof, and therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Height has nothing to do with me experiencing the roof. Okay, because since the walls naturally lead into the roof, I follow the walls up to the roof, and it's all one experience. I experience the roof the same way I experience the walls. It's all as one. That's the case in a normal structure. And if sukkah were a normal structure, you'd never have this halacha. It wouldn't make any sense. Okay? But sukkah is a halachic structure. What do I mean it's a halachic structure? You say it's a halachic structure because you have principles of lavud, of gerasik, of all kinds of imaginary walls. Okay? The halachic realm of sukkah tells you that you could have something which wouldn't really be called a structure in terms of your practical world, an architectural world, an experiential world, but is a structure, is one unified structure in the world of halacha, namely gerasik. Gerasik, you have the walls which are basically 10 tefachim high, the stach could be 20 amos high, supported by, I don't know what they're supported by, I have no idea. Could be whatever. Maybe we support by anything, and there's a tziruf between the stach and the walls. How's the tziruf? Because the principle is gerasik, which means that the walls go up to shemayim. Basically, the walls go up. Okay, the walls go up, and it's as if the walls were continued all the way up to the stach. So basically, it's one structure. You have a structure which has walls and stach resting right on top of those walls. Not physically, it doesn't look like that, but to the eye of the halachist, it is. That's exactly what a sukkah is. Okay? That's a principle of gerasik. Now, once you're introducing this new dimension to sukkah, once you have this framework, now the limud of a man yedidor sechem could find its place. Okay, the limud that it must be a dira shel sukkah. Because now you're telling me that a sukkah is not necessarily one continuous structure experientially. It's not true. If it were a normal structure, then it's one thing, and I relate to the whole thing as one unit, and my eyes are drawn up to the top, and it was all nice. And automatically, if I live in a structure, I relate to the roof and to the walls, and it's all one thing, and there's no problems. But now that you're telling me that a sukkah could be, although it's one entity halachically, but it could be detached, it could be physically really too. It could be the walls are separate physically from the sach, and it's only the halachic system which allows you to bridge that gap. But in structure, in substance, there's really two separate things. There's the walls and there's the roof. Okay? Now that that's the case, the question is, how is it going to be? If you have this kind of sukkah, sukkah which is making recourse to this new halachic reality of gerasik, how does the dira shel sukkah become a reality? How does my dira relate to the schach? Okay, normally it relates to the schach in a normal structure. It automatically relates to the schach. It relates to the whole thing as one. But now, when you're dealing with a structure which is split, you can't say that anymore. You can't say that my eye is naturally follows the walls up and it's all one unit of experience. Because it's not true. It's not true. When there's a gap, you don't follow the walls up. You see space, you stop. You don't start looking, well, I wonder if there's anything up above 15 amos above the walls. This just stops. So if that's the case, the question is, so how by living in the sukkah, good asik is very good in terms of completing, being mitzarif v'schach to the defanos and to creating a one halachic structure. But how does it help in terms of the Laman Yedidor Sechem, that it's a dira shel sukkah? How does it help in terms of that? So the answer is, it doesn't help in terms of that. The only way it's going to be a dira shel sukkah, if your sukkah is making recourse to gerasik, is if the schach is mishlo shel tamayina, is within your realm of experience. If it's within 20, so your dira is naturally going to include the schach. If the schach is above 20, then your dira is not going to relate to the schach. It's going to be possible. Good asik can help you and could help you in terms of the abstract halachic structure of a sukkah, in terms of mechitzos, and that's a halachic world. But the world of leman yedu dorasich, that it's a dira sukkah is nikaras, dirasa is nikaras lecha, that the experience of dira shel sukkah relates to the schach, that's dealing in an experiential world. Good asik doesn't have anything to do with the world of experience. Gerasik, the person doesn't experience Gerasik. So the only way then, so Rav Yoshi understands that this Rabbah's interpretation could only find its place in the world of Gerasik. It could only be a halacha which expresses itself because of the uniqueness of the structure of a sukkah, is where the structure of a sukkah could be different from the experiential structure of a sukkah, so to speak. Experientially, it's going to be separate. Two separate entities. So even though Gerasik means is really the walls go up to the Shamayim, that's halachically in the abstract structure of the makom. But it's experientially, they're two separate things. Now, experientially, they relate to the walls, but how do I relate to the schach? I can't say the walls relate me to the schach. What's going to do with it? So then the wall, that's where the shir comes in. The shir only comes in where it's a different kind of, where the structure of sukkah is not an ordinary structure. It's a new halachic structure. That's when you have the shir. And the question that arose. The question of the arrows. So let's say I put arrows up on the walls, and they show me, here are their, they say, schach above. Okay? So why doesn't that work? But I don't think the question even has a place anymore, because what we're saying is like this, is that, because there's a shear. The thing is like this, that the halacha of L'man Yedu Dor Seichem is teaching you that when you have this new kind of a sukkah, this halachic sukkah, so to speak, where the structure is a halachic, not a real structure, but it's like a halachic structure, so that's going to call into play the experience relating to the schach. Now, once I took away the physical, so to speak, the unity of the structure, and it's two separate things, now how does my dira relate to the schach? Right? And the answer is shiur. That if it's within the shiur of 20, my experience relates to it. That's where there's a place for this halacha of shiur. It's not just the halacha I have to experience. It's not halacha I have to experience. Halacha is the shiur of the sukkah must reflect a height which a person whose dira therein will relate, will include in this experience the schach. And that is based upon a shear of the schach of 20. Now that shear is only by a sukkah, which is, so to speak, the halachic structure, where it's not the unified structure, but it's based upon a sukkah which is built on gerasik. It's only in that sukkah, but once you have that sukkah, it doesn't just mean now you have to make some sort of artificial mechanism which will cause you to see the schach. It's a halachic principle, and halacha goes by a shear. You can't just start making your own concoctions in order to help you see it. It's by the shear. The way it's objectified, how does my sukkah reflect the dira shel sukkah? Because the shear is the shear of mishal shel tavayina. So you can't just start making anything you want. But dafnos megillas eschach isn't just making arrows. Dafnos megillas eschach is a certain kind of a structure of a sukkah where the whole problem can't even emerge. Because the whole problem is I must relate to the dira, but that's a kind of a structure, the normal kind of a structure where I naturally experience the entire thing. So that's not like arrows. That's that type of a sukkah is a normal structure where the whole problem can't even express itself. So I'm not solving it by making dafnos megillas eschach. It's that when it's dafnos megillas eschach, the whole issue can't even express itself in the first place, because that's a normal structure. It's a category of a structure. It's a physical structure which I experientially relate to the whole thing. The only place where the problem could be chal is where it's a gerasik type of a sukkah. A sukkah which is making recourse to this idea of a halachic structure. That kind of a structure must relate my dira to the schach. How? Through the shear on the wall, through 20. And you can't make an ad hoc kind of a thing which is going to remind you that this halacha doesn't work that way. Okay, so now we have tosas. Kivin the dafnos megillas eschach mishal shel tavayina. Okay? Now, the reading of this is a little bit tricky, I think. My personal opinion. Okay, why doesn't someone read? The problem in reading Tosis is that it sounds like he's saying, "Lo dami l'ner Chanukah v'koros mavoi." It's not similar. The sukkah is not similar to ner Chanukah v'koros mavoi. Why? And he says, because it's by mavoi, it's not considered a heker above 20, because the mavoi is thin. It's a very thin beam, and it's a person not going to see it, but sukkah is very wide, so a person is going to see it. Problem with reading it that way is he made a statement, it's not similar to ner Chanukah v'koros mavoi, because, and he only went on to explain one of them. Without explaining the other one. I mean, are you supposed to, So is Nechanukah. Is Nechanukah the same thing? I mean, because it's thin. I mean, it would seem Nechanukah is pretty bright. It seems to be hard to miss the Nechanukah. I don't think he's saying that it's because it's thin of teff. You know what I mean? It just seems that logic isn't exactly going to work. So
that's why
he skips it. All right. So, but that's a problem in the reading. I mean, it's not just a problem. So you could just say that's a problem logically, but I think it's also a problem with the reading of it. I mean, I think we have to read it a little bit differently, in my opinion. Because, again, because otherwise then he's saying, he's not finishing his thought. He's saying it's not similar to Nechanukah and Mavoi, because Mavoi is different. But then
he's saying it's not similar to Nechanukah, so I don't even ask that. And Mavoi...
But that's how I think he's reading it, exactly. But lo damin Nechanukah. And it's not similar to Nechanukah, because something. Because of Allah, obviously, Nechanukah has nothing to do with it. Maybe because there are no walls in Nechanukah altogether. Right? Which we'll get to.
Right.
It's not similar to Nechanukah altogether. The Korah's Mavoi, the Lochosh of Hekel Mael Maestrum, but Korah's Mavoi, the fact that that's not a Mael, so Afpisha Korah Gavik Salam, and even though there are walls, and the Korah's on top of the walls, that's the Hassam, Korah Tavol Shal Bayanikum, so the Chavatuba, that's different. But in Chanukah, altogether, you don't have the question in the first place. There are no walls. So therefore, by Ner Chanukah, it's altogether not. Because Kyundos and Yisrach, there are no Dafros with Gils in Ner Chanukah, necessarily. So therefore, it's not similar to it altogether. What about Mavoi? Mavoi, there are walls. So Mavoi would seem to be analogous to Sukkah. And you have to answer that. So that's what he goes on to answer.
The
day is a little funny. It's kind of like, Lo Damil Ner Chanukah. And then, like Velo Domi, Korah's Mavoi, the Lo Chashuv, Hekel Mael Maestrum. I mean, it's reading a little funny. That's true. All I'm saying is that it seems like Tosis isn't bothered by Ner Chanukah. Tosis is in reading it; he's not bothered by Lo Domi Ner Chanukah or Mavoi. He's not bothered by both of them as a unit, because then he's not answering both of them as a unit. He's not bothered by Nechanukah. Lo Domi Nechanukah. It's not someone Nechanukah. Why? It's a good question. Why? On so simple level, there are no walls. Well, we'll get to Nechanukah in the Torah. Okay, we're going to get to that. But that's, I'm saying in Pshat, it seems like he's not bothered by Nechanukah, because if he were, he'd have to get back to it. So apparently he holds Nechanukah, he could just push aside. But Mavoi is seemingly the exact same thing, because Mavoi is, you have walls, which lead up to the Korah's on top of the walls. So therefore, it should be the same thing. It's Tafos and Gils Eskach. So it should be Mishra Shal D'Mayina. So that's what he's explaining, that's different, because it's very thin and you don't see it. Okay? That's what I'm saying, Pshat.
You'd have to say the low Hashim.
We'll get to Ner Chanukah. We're going to get to Ner Chanukah. We're going to do the Torah. But what about this thing about Mavoi? So he's adding in this whole new thing, right? He's saying, by Mavoi, so you would say that then it's Nicker. When it's a dafos gil sashach, if you have the mavo, the korah sitting directly on the walls, so he's saying, why don't you say that it's going to be a nicker, because since I see the walls, and they're I naturally see the post as it's one unit, so I naturally relate to this unit as one entity, and therefore it is shel tabayina. So therefore, why is that not the same thing? So he says, no. Because since it's small, right? It's very small. It's only a tefach thick. So I mean, that's the share of the korah, and therefore, you're not going to see it anyways. But by the schach, it's very wide. I mean, it's all schach. So then you don't have that problem. So what's he saying? I mean, what's he? Yeah. So I think Tosa is just bringing out that there's that the idea of l'mayla me'asrim lo shalta ba'ina is really multi-determined. Okay, there are two factors, two reasons why a person doesn't see something which is a Ma'al Me'asrim. Okay, one reason is because a person doesn't look there. A person naturally looks in his world of experience. He doesn't look up to Shemayim. That's not the way a guy walks around. He only looks at what's in his world of experience. He doesn't look above 20. That problem is solved by Dafnos Makil Sashach. Because a person doesn't look there unless he has reason to think that there's something up there. But if the walls keep going, the walls which are in his realm of experience keep going up, then he keeps looking up. I mean, his head does go there because he knows, obviously, because of what's below tells him that there's something above. So the Davin Gil Zaschach will get rid of that problem. The fact that a guy doesn't normally look there, Davos Gilsa Stock will make him look there. Okay? But there's another reason why above 20 is Lo Shalta Ba'ina, which is the size of the thing. Okay, above 20 is far away. And if something's far away, a person can't see what's far away. Now that, Davos Gilsa Stock has nothing to do with it. Davos Gilsa Stock just says that the guy's going to look there. But what's the important factor when it's above 20 in terms of size, in terms of seeing it, is the size of the thing. So when it comes to Korah, which the size is really, the shear is a tefach, so then the Ma'ilam Esrim is going to present another problem. Besides her being not seeing it, which is solved by Dafnos Megiz L'Shach, but it's not going to solve the other problem of that it's going to be too small. So it's going to be possible anyway. So Ma'ilam Esrim is possible across the board by Korah. Because you can't solve the problem of the size. But when it comes to sukkah, which is Zion al Zion or whatever, the sukkah is a whole roof, that whole issue doesn't express itself. Above 20, of course I'm going to see it. It's a roof. You're not going to miss the roof. So then the only issue of Maila Me'atzrim is an issue of Lo Shalta Ba'ina, because I don't look that high. But for that, the sukkah is going to help me. Basically saying there are two reasons why I wouldn't see something. Two reasons why I wouldn't notice something. Either because I'm not looking at the thing, so I'm not looking at it, of course I'm not going to see it. Or I am looking at it, but it's so small that I'm not going to see it. That's what he's saying. By Korah, you have both problems. It's above 20. First of all, I'm not looking at it, but the walls will solve that problem. But it's also so small that I'm not going to see it. That is not going to solve. By Sukkah, you don't have that problem. By Sukkah, you only have the problem of not looking at it. So that's because it's not, because it's going to make me look at it. The Torah. The Torah says like this. Tafresh Ayin Aleph. In the Torah, if you have the fancy one, it's Simen Vav. Okay, but it's Mitzvah Nichol Matam Esar Tfach, Menichol Maila Me'achsar Yatsa, Aval Menichol Maila Me'achsar Ma'ama, Afil B'Dieved Lo Yatsa. So if you put the Mener Chanukah above 20 Amos, even B'Dieved, it's not good. You're not Yatsa. Above 20. Why? The Lo Shalta Ba. Ain't enough like a Pesumanisa. Because you're not going to see it. It's Lo Shalta Ba'in. It's not going to be Pesumanisa. If you don't see it, obviously it's not going to be Pesumanisa. That's the Gemara. The Gemara. That's from the Gemara. Okay, it's the same from the Gemara. It's the same thing as by Sukkah and by Mavoi. So the Gemara says. Same thing as Sukkah and Mavoi. Above 20. You don't see it. And the guy naturally doesn't see above 20. So it's Kasha. So it's possible. Because of Ben Yoel HaLevi. Daf Goshemini Shemini Chabachutz. That's if you're putting it outside. Like, I guess, in your alleyway. In your courtyard, let's say. So you put it up above 20. No one's going to look up above 20. Who looks up above 20? But if you put it in your house, then it's even lemaila. He says, let's say you have a house and your upstairs window is above 20. So you tell me, once there are walls, the person naturally looks up at the walls and their eye goes upwards. So even if it's above 20, I will see it. So if it's in your house, you're always going to have, it's at a window, you're always going to have walls below it. A house has walls. So therefore, automatically, you're going to see the Ner Chanukah, right? So therefore, he says that it should be good if it's in a house. Then the psal, the whole psal of above 20 is going to have to be where it's not inside a house, but it's like in a courtyard somehow.
What if it's on the house, what?
If it's in the house, then you're going to see the walls of the house, you're going to look at the house, and you're going to go, menorah, okay? Sorry, that's not on the tape, but... Okay, venerally, so that's the Reni Yehoshua says. Venerally, she ain't not in Dami L'Raya. He says, I don't think it's a good comparison. Because by sukkah you have to, we need that your eye sees the roof. Since the walls reach the roof, so therefore, your eye through the walls, you're naturally going to see the roof. Here you have to see the candles. It's above 20 that you don't see. Right? Who cares about the roof, which is even higher than the Ner Chanukah? Bishvilo lo shalta ba'ina tvei. Because of that, I'm even going to see it less. Whatever that means. It's hard to understand what he's saying exactly. Okay, I mean, that's part of what we have to explain. Okay, so we have to explain. What's the Torah's objection? What's the Torah's objection? I mean, it sounds plausible, right? But then one other thing, we'll just read the Pshat again. So you have to work on the Beis Yosef. So you see the Beis Yosef, because of Reni Ol David, Davka Shemich, right? Okay, nearly Shmuel Rabbeinu Yoel. So he explains Rabbeinu Yoel. He says, "Kishayesh kan avir, when there is space, okay, ha'avir who mazik lein ayim. The avir damages the eyes, whatever that means. The guy can't look, keep looking up as much as he wants. But if the walls go up, then even above 20 is good. Therefore, I don't understand what's bothering the Torah. Okay, I mean, we have to explain what he's talking about. I mean, it's hard to really... I mean, without explaining it, it's hard. But the question is, what is the Rabbeinu's idea, which on the surface makes sense? What is the Torah's contention with it, which seems difficult? We have to work that out. And then, what's this answer? And then what's the machlokas? Okay? So we'll do that. I mean, I think that should keep us busy. All right?